Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Pretty sure that's Martha Navandale is bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Brad Huskin, original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of IAS Training, IASTraining.com. And Brad, you got a new website. Say it again.
Yeah, the new website is Training to Number 4 Retail, and that's where we have our brand new sales training app to where you can actually train your person via your mobile device.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's a subscription-based program, and it has all of my sales training on the app so that when you're sitting around on your telephone looking for, you know, different emojis and all that kind of stuff, you might get a little knowledge and education.
No kidding. Well, good for you.
Yeah,
no, I know. I knew you've been working on that. You worked on it. You've been working on it for a long time, and I know it's good. So, folks, check that out. Say it again.
It's Training for Retail.
All right.
Training the number 4 Retail.
So go there and see what you think, folks. And you made a point earlier, Brad, that was really appropriate for this, and that is that we don't need more salespeople. We need more professionals, don't we?
Exactly.
And that's what
it's always been. You know, the retail clerk. And, you know, I was watching the news the other day, and it was right after the big surge in jobs growth. I think there was 313,000 jobs added a couple of weeks ago. And I heard the reporter say that the majority of them were in the unskilled sector of retail and hospitality. And, you know, I could kind of take offense to that. Well, we're not unskilled. It's not like we're working at a 7-Eleven or a Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about different types of professions where it comes to retail. And that's where it's got to be a retail profession. And the education and the knowledge these people have is equivalent to, you know, maybe not a 4-year college degree, but certainly a 2-year associate's
mm-hmm.
degree when it comes to dealing with customers.
But it's this service. Kind of commitment, though. I really believe this, Brad. I believe that without doing what you're talking about, without making a commitment to being as excellent as you can possibly be in everything that you do, if you're a retailer on Main Street with the assault coming at you by Amazon, by Google, and so many others, with the way they have the ability to manage the data, and to manage the behavior and the location of everybody out there, and the dominance they already have online, the only small business retailers who will survive the next, I'm going to say, 5 to 10 years, are the ones who are so committed to excellence, so committed to being the most professional people in the marketplace. Everybody else, I'm afraid, is going to go away. I'm afraid you're just going to become irrelevant. People will be locking up their doors because they're still trying to manage your shops like it was 1995.
Exactly. And they haven't grown with the technology. They haven't grown with the data. And they haven't grown with the people that they have servicing their customers. And
do you agree with me, Brad, when I say that customers won't require you to have all the stuff, all the sexy stuff that Amazon has, but they do expect you to at least be in the race? To not, you don't have to win the race. You don't have to beat Amazon, but you have to run in the race. You got to have some level of technological capability. What do you think?
Well, there's no question about it. And, you know, I went to a seminar recently, and they said 65 to 70% of the people that are walking into a retail store are Googling your name before they get there and reading your reviews.
Right.
If you're not set up to where you're getting reviews from your current customer base, you're missing the boat completely.
That's right.
You're not even come up the top 3 in the search.
It probably makes them go next door or turn around and go back in their car.
Absolutely.
And they don't even. And like I said earlier in the segment, before you got here, Brad, they don't even know if you're cheaper yet or not.
No,
they don't even know about your quality. For all they know, you've got the best pizza in town.
Absolutely, but you never have the chance to explain it to them because the technology hasn't allowed you to even get in the game. You're not even in the race, we're going out loud. So that's all part of the training issue back to the people. You know, the reason people get into retail, I think, is because they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with the rest of their lives. And they think it's not a profession, but once people come into the fold, they've got to understand that, yes, it is a profession, and yes, it takes a lot of training, a lot of skills, a lot of knowledge. And if you're not willing to live up to those expectations, then go away and go flip hamburgers somewhere. But that's not the type of industry that we're running today.
I was actually in a shop the other day, and as I often do, and my family doesn't like going anywhere with me, I went up to the counter to pay my bill, and I told the owner, I said, "You're not charging me enough for this."
Really?
I said, "I know what it costs. I know what this costs other places, and I know what this costs to produce, and you're not charging enough." And of course, he looked at me like I'd landed from Mars, and he said, "Well, I'm going for volume." He actually said that to me.
Wow.
Any small business owner who says, "I'm going for volume," that's a Tyrannosaurus Rex waiting to become extinct.
Absolutely. Because what you're really going for is profit.
That's right.
And we're all in business to make money, aren't we?
Even Walmart wishes they didn't have to go for volume. They go for volume, but they wish they didn't have to.
Yeah, they do it through volume.
That's right. They do it grudgingly. Hold on to that thought. Give us the new website again, please.
Training for Retail.
All right, .com. So check it out. Quick break, 10 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.